Brandon Marshall says you're headed for the Hall of Fame. What'd you think of that?
And I'm glad he feels that way about me. I just try to come out here every day, compete, play as hard as I can.
Now, in what ways has this receiving corps sort of helped accelerate your...
It's helped a lot, playing against these, big physical receivers, guys that also have speed and can go up in the air and you make plays. So, really just playing against all-around good receivers, helps you a lot.
Do you pick their brain as much as you have picked, like, say, Charles' brain throughout the time
Definitely, like one thing I do with Charles, really just seeing him on the field and being on the field with him, is ways that I can, take things from them.
Same with receivers, though?
Yep.
What type of blow is it for the secondary not
to have Charles Tillman there? Yeah, I hate to see that for Charles, a guy that, I was definitely learning a lot from, but I also feel like I can still, learn a lot from him. Like I said, I hate that for him. I'm going to pray for him, and, we have to step up and, hold it down. Really just, seeing the way he plays the game, the things that he does out there on the field, the way he carries himself, the things he does in the meeting rooms, it's so much that you can take from a guy like him.
Have you talked to him since it was clear that his season is...
I have not got a chance to see him yet.
Do you expect him to be a mentor even with him not being, with him being injured and out for the year, and I don't know if he has to show up or not, but do you expect him or hoping that he, will be there for you, I guess? To kind
yeah,
of
you know, just being the type of person that he is and a player that he is, he loves the game of football. So, I'm sure he'll be around, trying to help us out as much as I can, as he can. And, I'm definitely going to be one of those guys, who's going to, try to get as much, knowledge from him as I can, to make me a better player.
Charles has said that you coming from a football family, you know 10 times more than he did as a rookie in terms of, like, alignments. How much did that help you?
Yeah, that helped me a lot. I even going back to college, so really just, having been working on that, a lot, I feel like I've, got a lot of work with it. There's always still room for improvement. I'm going to continue to do that.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you coming from Virginia Tech to being thrown right into it here in Chicago?
I don't want to say it's too difficult, but, really just coming in here and getting reps and, working the game, trying to, knowing what your opponents are going to do, knowing yourself, things you need to get better at and things like that.
Do you think the fact that they had you playing corner with Tim inside to start, throughout camp and in preseason, did that better prepare you for now the starting job that you're going to have kind of the rest of the
life? Yeah, definitely, but I feel like, through camp, everything, every day, I've been approaching the game, as far as, making sure I'm ready to play. You're always, since college, I've always thought to myself, you're one play away. So, I try to, make sure I'm prepared.
One thing the Bears liked about you was your ability to stick your nose in there against the run. I know a lot of cornerbacks will get interceptions and stuff. How much pride do you take in your physical play, especially against the run?
Yeah, I definitely take pride in there, just being able to go in there and, make it comes down to making plays for your defense, so I definitely take a lot of pride in that. I definitely have to say, it just comes from, the way my mother and father, raised, all of us. So I thank them for that.
Kyle, the Bears tried to ease you into this role at cornerback and stuff like that. Does the dynamic change now that you're in a more of a full-time position? The expectations are greater? Is that something that you feel will be a challenge to handle, that the role is a little bit different?
Nah, I think I'm going to continue to handle it the same way I've started.
Now, what's it been like this past 48 hours? I mean, it's one thing to have a big college game. It's another thing to have two interceptions on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's definitely big. I'm definitely, trying to enjoy that, but at the same time, I'm starting to get my mind ready, to get ready for next week.
How quickly do you have waiting? How many texts did you have waiting?
I had a decent amount, so.
Triple digits or...?
I don't know exactly.
How quickly did you hear from your brothers and what did they have to say after game?
Yeah, I definitely called all three of them, before we left the stadium, two of them probably half asleep. But, it's always good, to talk to those guys and, really just enjoy it with them as well.
Did they see all of the whole
Yeah. You know, they're in there. They have a group text, so they're in there, you know, going play by play, you know, things like that. You know, I know just as much as I enjoy seeing them play, you know, I know they enjoy, you know, seeing myself play, so.
Do they put you in on that group text even though you're on the field? Do you see, like, the group text that they send each other?
Yeah.
So, like, when you get back, your phone's just full of play by play from them, from the game you're playing?
Sometimes, yeah, for the most part.
How did they describe your interceptions?
You know, really, as far as when we make plays, it's really just, you know, an awe. Like, they're not amazed. You know, that's what we expect from each other. But you know, they're definitely happy for me, and you know, I definitely appreciate that.
Take us through your second interception. It seems like you were, you know, underneath in zone and you dropped back to the deep half. What did you see? How were you able to break on the ball when you did?
Yeah, three deep coverage. You know, I had two guys verticals on my side. You know, I kind of going off my feel of one. You know, he broke it down. But I also still felt, you know, the tight end going up the seam and also the quarterback looking. And, you know, I was able to just come off of one and, you know, make a play.
Feel like they were picking on you a little bit when you came in the game? It seemed like they targeted you immediately as soon as you came in over there at the right time.
Nah, I didn't feel that way at all.
How's your confidence evolved since you've been here? Going back particularly to the day in training camp early on when you had those two interceptions, your confidence to this point?
Yeah, you know, I definitely feel like I have a lot of confidence, but at the same time, you know, I'm always going out there, you know, trying to get better. You can always get better. So, you know, always staying humble. And, you know, like I said, it just comes down to building on it and getting better.
Was there ever any anxiety on your part, whether it's just natural or whatever, about whether you belong, whether you were going to be able to be the type of player that you expect, that the team expects? And did that day at training camp have anything to do with anything?
Nah, you know, I just, you know, when I came in, you know, on my mind, I just wanted to come in, you know, learn the defense and, you know, as work hard as I can.
Kyle, that first interception, perhaps, were you trying to strip the ball, knock his hand away, or were you trying to...
You know, really just, you know, breaking on the ball, you know, getting to the receiver first, you know, that so that if I can't get an interception, I can at least get a PBU. And then, you know, late I realized how close I was, you know, to be able to get a hand in there and the ball was still in the air, you know, to get the interception.
Chris Collinsworth, I think, on the TV, so on their second interception, said that's a play that a veteran makes, like that's a play that Charles Tillman makes, that interception. Was, you know, that takes a lot of experience. Is there anything in particular that you notice that you know, that your own experience, limited experience, taught you in order to make that play?
No, it really just comes down, you know, using my technique and fundamentals. You know, the coaches, you know, we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, if one sits down, you know, you still have to take care of two going vertical. So, you know, I was just doing what I'm taught and, you know, doing what I'm working on every day.
Colin, as you're presumably moving into a starting role now, do you expect your special teams responsibilities to change at all? Are you going to be able to handle both responsibilities, you know that?
No, if I was to say, you know, I definitely, you know, plan on, you know, playing special teams, you know. I enjoy it, you know, and I've always done it, you know, just having an opportunity to go out there and, you know, like I said, that's still, you know, making a play that can win or lose a game, so.
Now, Brock Vereen was kind of needed in a pinch Sunday night because of all that happened. What stands out to you about him? How close did you get to come?
Yeah, we've come real close. Like I said, we have a real close rookie class. And, you know, he stepped up big, you know, just as far as not really having gotten reps. You know, probably last time he played nickel was in college. And, you know, even if he had to come in that corner, you know, he's had that experience, you know. So that just shows what type of player he is. And, you know, I had confidence in him, you know, no matter whether we were scrambling or not, you know, he'd be able to come in there and get it done. And, you know, so we were definitely, you know, he did a great job in there. You know, I feel like he's a smart guy, you know, very athletic. You know, it just comes natural. It comes natural to him, you know, I feel like.
Were you part of the group that was prepping him between series?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, most of the other guys were, you know, in his ear, you know, just trying to help him out. But, you know, when I went over and was said to him was really, you know, with the situation, all you can do is try to make it as simple as you can. You know, so I tried to help him with that and just told him, you know, it's probably – similar to what you did in college, and you know, so take as much as you can, but don't, you know, overwhelm yourself. But he's a smart guy, so he knew how to handle it.